All right, this is how you know your weekend is officially underway. When we get to this point on Friday afternoons and we play the Harris Challenge, but we can't do it without you as a contestant, which is why I've opened up the phone lines at 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, and *KTRS. If you have not played in the last 60 days, you can play the Harris Challenge on the air right now and perhaps win fabulous prizes chosen especially for you by this guy.
One dozen free donuts from the Old Donuts. Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
They have two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Florissant.
We have a Peroni's Pizzeria gift card with two locations. They have one in Florissant also, and in St. Peter's at 70 and 79.
St. Peter's.
Also, we'll throw in tickets for the Skyview Drive-In in Belleville on North Belt West in Belleville. And they're open on the weekends, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Next weekend is their 68th anniversary.
Wow.
Yeah, and they're going to have a car show Friday, Saturday, Sunday. There's going to be all sorts of things going on. So go to the Skyview Drive-In website and check that all out.
Okay.
And if you get the clean sweep.
Yeah, if you get all the questions right, earn all the points available in your category, you get a bonus.
We're going to give you a certificate to Candici's Italian Restaurant and Bar on Holloway at Manchester in Baldwin. Go to Candici's.net. Plus, we'll throw in a Breezy Buddy cooling pillow. It's like a travel pillow with a fan inside. It's great for women going through the change, if you know what I mean, mm-hmm. having hot flashes. Or guys that just want to cool down.
What if you're a woman who just keeps dropping your quarters, dimes, and nickels? Does that count as going through your change?
Yeah, that works. Okay. That works. It's going to keep you cool. BreezyBuddy.com.
Okay, let's go to the phones and meet our first contestant and say hello to Dan.
Hello there.
No, not you. Not you, Dan Strauss. Dan, our caller.
Back off, Dan.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Dan. Welcome to the show. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Just like to say hi to my family, my wife, and my three lovely kids.
Do they have names?
They do. Karen, Sophie, Isabel, and Andrew.
Always say their names. That's why they're listening.
Right.
All right, Dan.
Thanks.
Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. We will have five contestants today, and so there are going to be five categories, but three of them pop up at first for you to choose from, led, of course, by our most topical category. Have you been paying attention? Or you can have Category 2, Sports and Showbiz. Or Category 3, The World's Highest Paid Actresses. Forbes magazine is out with their new list of the highest paid actresses in the world. You can have that or one of the other two. What'll it be, Dan?
I think I'll take Sports and Showbiz.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. 8 points or better to win. We start with the one-pointer and work our way up to the five-pointer. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Two legendary comedians died last weekend. Which one was from St. Louis and also known as a civil rights activist?
Pass for now.
Which comedian, actor, and director...
Dick Gregory
is right. Which comedian, actor, and director died 91 years after being born Joseph Levitch?
Jerry Lewis.
Jerry Lewis is right. Who are the boxing and UFC champions who will face off against each other tomorrow night?
Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor.
Correct. Which one-time home run king will be inducted into the Cardinals Hall of Fame tomorrow?
Mark McGwire.
Correct. Along with Pepper Morton and Tim McCarver. Here's your five-pointer for the clean sweep. Which ESPN announcer was pulled off a Virginia football game broadcast because of his name?
Well, it's the Asian guy named Robert Lee.
That is exactly right. And after the Charlottesville Robert E. Lee thing last weekend, ESPN did what they probably thought was the right thing, but wow, did they get backlash. But none of that matters, Dan, because you've got the clean sweep. Congratulations.
Hooray!
Yay, nicely done. Hang on, and our Dan will tell you, Dan, what you've won.
Thanks.
Hang on for just a moment while I go on to our second contestant. Hello, Kathy.
Hi.
Hi, tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
It's Friday. I'm walking my dog, so I hope I can hear you and concentrate.
Okay. Well, stand still, because you've got a great signal right there. Don't let your dog pull you away from this spot, okay?
Okay.
All right, Kathy, the categories are, have you been paying attention, the world's highest paid actresses, or it happened in August?
Actresses.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who won an Oscar for La La Land and earned $26 million this year?
Pass.
Who came at number three at the on the list with $24 million and did it without a Hunger Games movie?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Correct. Who made $15.5 million from starring in Bad Moms and being the voice of Meg on Family Guy?
Mary Ashton Kutcher. I can't think. Pass.
Okay, which former Harry Potter actress made $14 million from starring in The Circle and Beauty and the Beast?
I can't think of what her name is. She's English. I don't know.
You want the five-pointer?
I do.
Who made $14 million from starring in Atomic Blonde and an endorsement deal with Dior?
Oh, that's Charlize Theron.
That's correct. They're going to run out of time.
Emily English. Something.
Well, actually, two of the answers were Emma. One was Stone for La La Land and Emma Watson for Beauty and the Beast. And you were right about everything about Mila Kunis except for her name. And the judges would not accept as a correct answer. So,
come on, guys.
Kathy, you got the 2 plus the 5. That's only 7 points. That's just below the winning threshold. And as you know,
I'm punished. I have to punish you. I know.
Today, to punish you, we're going to go back to the 70s for a guy who may have at the time been the most famous bald guy in the world. He was the star of the TV show Kojak, and somebody said there should be a Telly Savalas album with him singing popular songs. And that's why we have this.
Something the way she moves attracts me like no other lover.
Something he needs a lollipop.
The way she moves me.
You're right.
I don't want to leave her now.
Oh, he's getting hip.
You know I believe in her.
Yeah.
It's like
disco. Hey, don't forget to tip your waitresses here at the Marriott Lounge. I'm sorry you had to hear that, Kathy, but I hope you have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you. Here's our third contestant. Hi, CJ.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. You want to plug something?
No, not really. Just going to miss you guys, and thanks for all the years of entertainment.
Well, the only guy here you're going to miss is Dan. The rest of us will still be here.
And it's like we're going to turn up somewhere, so it's not you're...
Well, thanks for all you do. It's not like
somebody's taking out a big pink eraser and removing them from the cartoon strip.
Well, that's good.
I don't know what that means, CJ. Which category would you like? Have you been paying attention? It happened in August, or fictional fighters?
Ooh, I will go, it happened in August.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. CJ, let's play the Harris Challenge. What city was Elvis Presley in when he died in August 1977?
What city?
Yeah.
I'm going to guess in Nashville.
Memphis. What country did Christopher Columbus set sail from in August 1492?
France.
Spain. Which movie based on an L. Frank Baum book debuted in August 1939?
Wizard of Oz
is right. Which state's university was James Meredith, the first black man to graduate from, in August 1963?
Pennsylvania.
Mississippi. Which Niagara Falls neighborhood was declared a disaster area by President Carter in 1978 because of 20,000 tons of toxic waste that had been dumped there?
Hudson, New York? I don't know. I'm done.
It was near Niagara Falls.
Yeah, it's not good.
You know, the best way for me to say the name of this would be to do my old Ernie Anderson impression. Dan, you remember Ernie Anderson, the voice of ABC TV many, many years ago?
Oh, my goodness.
The correct answer is the Love Canal.
I would have never done that.
All right, but you got 3 points for the Wizard of Oz, CJ, and that means I have to punish you as well. You know, Something was not the only song they gave Telly Savalas to record.
Okay, here we go.
Here's another one.
You and me against the world. Sometimes it feels like you and me against the world. When all the others turn their back and walk away.
Say that again, CJ?
He needs to stick a lollipop in it.
Yeah, he does. Could be worse. He could have Stavros, his brother, singing backup.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's enough of that. CJ, thanks very much for playing. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
Here's our fourth contestant. Hi, Emily.
Hi, Paul.
Hi. You want to say hi to the family or shout out to the boss or anything like that?
Well, I'll say hi to my family, my husband, Jonathan, and my son, Augie. But I will also just take the opportunity to say welcome back to all the college students at St. Louis University, where I work. And it's been an exciting week of move-ins and start of the new semester.
Yeah. What's the one piece of advice you give these kids as they move in?
Oh, gosh.
I know what I would tell them.
What's that?
Don't eat all the ramen the first week.
Ask mom and dad for more money.
Yeah. Pace yourself. Pace yourself. Right. It's the first day.
Right.
All right, Emily, two categories left. Have you been paying attention or fictional fighters?
Have you been paying attention?
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, Emily. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What's the name of the hurricane making landfall in Corpus Christi, Texas?
Oh, gosh, I just heard about this. Henry?
Harvey. Hurricane Harvey.
Oh.
What did Mavis Winsick, why did Mavis Wansick say this week, I've called work and told them I will not be coming back?
Because she won the Powerball.
$758.7 million, yes. What kind of vessel did the U.S. destroyer John S. McCain collide with near Singapore this week, killing 10 sailors?
Oh, an aircraft carrier? I don't know.
An oil tanker. Which supermarket chain will cut prices if it's purchased by Amazon goes through next week?
Whole Foods.
Correct.
Let's see where it figures for us.
Which state now has the most industrial robots? Michigan, California, or Indiana?
Michigan.
Because of the car industry. You're exactly right, Emily. You got the 2, the 4, and the 5, and that's a total of 13 points. Congratulations. Nicely done. Stand by. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes, and we will bring in our final contestant today. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
I'm good. You want to plug something?
I'd like to plug my wife, Mary.
Okay. Well, you can negotiate that
Whoa.
Later on.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
You walked into that one.
I'm glad he said his wife, Mary. Mike, we have one category left. It's fictional fighters. We are inspired for this by tomorrow night's fight between McGregor and Mayweather, in which I didn't know this until yesterday. McGregor can't kick. Is that right? He can only
That's
punch.
Right.
That's right. Yeah. He can only punch.
You know, I was a little worried this was going to turn into a horrible, horrible exhibition because I remember when Muhammad Ali fought a kickboxer. And the kickboxer, as soon as the bell rang to start things, he got down on his back on the floor and just tried to move around and kick Muhammad Ali, who, of course, wanted to just punch him in the face. But because the guy was on the ground the whole time, it was a disaster. Absolute disaster.
We lost the call.
Mike, did you go away?
No, I'm still here.
Okay, you're still there. Good. I'm glad to hear it.
I heard something weird.
Yeah,
too.
I did too. I thought my story was so boring that Mike decided to leave. Wouldn't be the first time.
Better than a punishment music, right?
All right, Mike, based on that, your category is fictional fighters. We've got 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What was the name of the most recent movie in the Rocky series?
Apollo Creed.
Correct. What's the name of the boxer Robert De Niro played in Raging Bull?
Pass.
Who played the boxer coached by Clint Eastwood in Million Dollar Baby?
Oh, I just watched that. Maggie Fitzgerald?
You want to pass?
Maggie Fitzgerald?
I'm sorry?
Maggie Fitzgerald.
No, it's Hilary Swank.
Oh. Okay.
For what 2010 boxing movie starring Mark Wahlberg did Melissa Leo and Christian Bale win Oscars?
Oh, I don't know. Let's go to the next one.
Okay. In what 1999 movie did Denzel Washington play imprisoned boxer Reuben Carter?
Yeah, I thought this was going to be the case, getting stuck with this category. Don't know.
Okay, here's the good news for you. When I said who played the boxer coached by Clint Eastwood in Million Dollar Baby, you said Maggie Fitzgerald. That is the character played by Hilary Swank, but I wanted to know who played her, so I can't give you the points. But I am going to tell you that Jake LaMotta was the character in Raging Bull, and Mark Wahlberg was the fighter. Mickey Ward was his name, and Christian Bale played his brother. And a terrific movie. And Denzel Washington was Reuben Carter in The Hurricane, which was also a Bob Dylan song. So, Mike, you got the 1 point for Creed, and then things fell apart, and so I had to punish you as well. The good news is I have a third Telly Savalas punishment song for you. His version of a Leon Russell song.
I've been so many places in my life and time. I've sung a lot of songs.
Wow.
I've made some bad rhymes.
Oh, wait, he hit a correct note there. By accident.
I've acted out my life in stages with 10,000 people watching. But we're alone now, and I'm singing a song.
Can't you see the producer thinking to himself, should I go in there and tell Telly to sing the melody?
I know you're here,
nah. I'm good in here. All right, that's all we got for you. I hope you have a good weekend.
All right, YouTube. Amen, Sam.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that. That's the Harris Challenge for today. We do it every Friday right around 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and the free KTRS app, or in the archives on my website, harrisonline.com.